This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Despite years of effort, an economist says the United States is barely beginning to dry up terror financing. Loretta Napoleone is the Italian author of a new book about the money that pays for terrorist acts. Though the U.S. has confiscated millions of dollars, it has not cut off the source of that money. Napoleone says she worked for several European banks, and that is how she first encountered Islamic banks, whose rules make them difficult for Western investigators to penetrate.
An Islamic bank is very different from a Western bank. They were formed in the mid-1970s by a group of visionary bankers from Saudi Arabia. They incorporated in the structure of the banks the principle of the Sharia law. One of the most interesting aspects of the Islamic banks is the incorporation of the zakat, which is the religious almsgiving. The Islamic bank will levy the zakat automatically on every single transaction. And this money are then channeled to the various charities.
Christians in the West will be familiar with the concept of tithing, in which you give 10% of your income to the church. And you argue that in countries like Saudi Arabia and some of the other Persian Gulf nations, that some of the money that is collected for zakat ends up in the hands of terrorist organizations.
Absolutely. The estimated amount of the zakat in Saudi Arabia by the United Nations is between $10 and $15 billion.
$10 to $15 billion a year.
Yes, but if you think about it, it's 2.5% of the wealth generated every year by the country. Saudi Arabia, that's a very high, you know, turnover of wealth produced by oil. So this money go to 235 charities, among which there are several charities who fund Hamas suicide bombers, who front charities of Al-Qaeda, and other Islamic groups across the world.
Are there specific Islamic banks that have been closely linked to Al-Qaeda?
Yes, there are several. The Al-Tadamon Bank, which is part of one of the largest conglomerates of Saudi banks. There is also the Al-Shamil Bank and the Al-Taka Bank. Part of these banks also operate in Africa, in particular in Sudan, and they were used by Bin Laden to channel money to the various Islamic groups, cells, and sleepers across the world when he was living in Sudan. Now, this is all documented by the FBI and the CIA, but very little has been done so far to block these banks. And the reason is Islamic banks are not part of the international banking system. So there is not an international monetary authority who could intervene in their operation.
As far as you can tell from your research, has the United States been successful in shutting down any Islamic bank that has behaved suspiciously, or in reforming its practices, or simply making it more transparent so that you can find out what's going on?
They haven't been shut down in the countries, in the Muslim countries where they operated. The Al-Baraka conglomerate is still operational inside Saudi Arabia. It is one of the two pillars of Saudi Islamic banks. If the authorities in Saudi Arabia were to shut a bank like the Al-Baraka, that would create tremendous social unrest and upheaval inside the country. A couple of offshore small operations have been shut, but that was really the tip of the iceberg. I think we know very little about the functioning of these banks, and we know very little about the Islamic economic system because we haven't paid any attention to it for the last 10 years.
How could that be? We've been told for 2 years by U.S. government officials that finances are the lifeblood of terrorism and that they've been focusing on it for the last 2 years.
We've been told charities were funding these groups. There's been tremendous amount of attention, press coverage about the role of charities, but very few people have ever spoken about Islamic banks.
Loretta Napoleone is the author of Modern Jihad, Tracing the Dollars Behind the Terror Networks. Thanks very much.
Thank you.